continue in our Bible study from A to Z in the Word of Faith. If you will, turn to Daniel chapter 4, and we see an interesting event here unfolding with the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. As it reads, Nebuchadnezzar, the king unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how great are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. A profound statement here that he is making, indicating that he at this time has a faith in God, an understanding and a belief in God as the true and one and only high God. But note as we go through the rest of the account here, as he is explaining what has happened to him, that he has gone through some growth, that he had at one time been lifted up with such pride and arrogance, and that he had acknowledged other gods and so forth. Let's get into it here as Nebuchadnezzar explains in Daniel chapter 4, verse 4. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians and the astrologers, the Chaldeans and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I told the dream, saying. Note how he acknowledged that the name that he had given Daniel was the name of my God. And that's a lowercase g in the King James Version here we see. So not acknowledging the true living God. And also he mentioned the spirit of the holy gods. Once again, lowercase g in the word gods. Because he had believed in many gods at this time, so he has yet to reach the point of belief and faith that he expressed in the first three verses. Let's get back into it here, and we see the experience that he went through. Verse 9. O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head and my bed. I saw and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves therefore were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of mine head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree, and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. Now the seven times is 7 years. As he continues, this matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, in the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of man. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen, Now thou, Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astounded for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. In other words, they would be glad of the interpretation. They would be glad of what is about to happen to Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 20, The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown, and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till 7 times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Note, this is coming upon him for a purpose. As it says, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whom he will. That's a very important point to consider with the things that are going on around the world, with some of the world rulers that are about these days, and how arrogant some of them can be lifted up in pride and haughtiness, and that we have got to understand that ultimately the Lord is in control of far more than we think He is. Because right here, as it says, you know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Now, we can look at our country here today, and look at our president, and think, can that possibly be true? Is our president one that was chosen by God to be our president? And our other rulers, such as Congress and governors and so forth? Well, according to this, yes. The Lord is the one that's in control. He will determine who is ruling over a country, whether it be a scoundrel or whether it be a righteous man. He is ultimately in control. We still need to be active. We still need to be participants in the system of elections and so forth. We do our part and let the Lord do His part. Ultimately, it's chosen by him. Because just like we said back when Obama was president for the 8 years, that's exactly what we deserved. It's because the godly people had gotten lazy, and godly people had gotten complacent, and were not participating, were not standing up, their voices not being heard, and we wound up with him. As a lesson to us, just like the children of Israel, when they were crying out for a king, the Lord gave them Saul, which was very oppressive to them. That's exactly what they deserved at the time. And thank the Lord we were blessed with President Trump for 4 years, even though the devil and all his followers resisted him all the way through. But then now we're back with exactly what we deserve. Another time of lesson. We didn't learn. We got right back into the same complacent attitude. We got back into needing another lesson given to us. So now we're under this administration that we have now in this country. And it's not causing us to prosper. It's not causing things to be better. It's diminishing. It's worsening. Getting worse by the day. It's because it's exactly what we deserve. And ultimately, we got to listen to what the Lord tells us, obey Him completely, put Him number one, and then love others as ourselves. And then we will get the kind of blessings that we really want. So us Christians carry a lot of responsibility on us according to what we do, what we say, and what we deserve. Whether it's blessings or chastisement, we got to know that. So we need to do our part to influence all of the government systems, from the city councils all the way up to the president, all of them. We need to make sure that Christians are in those positions. How do we make sure of that? By us doing our part so that the Lord blesses us with a godly man in those positions, man or woman in those positions, so that we can be blessed fully. But when we slack off, when we're disobedient, then the wrath of God comes upon us, comes upon an entire nation, comes upon an entire world. We've got to know that and understand that. We get what we deserve sometimes. And here we can see, once again, he emphasizes that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. Ruleth in the kingdom of men. That's talking about the governmental systems. He's controlling. And it reads, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Whomsoever the Lord will, he gives those positions of power and authority of kings and of rulers, of presidents, of prime ministers, of whatever it may be, whatever governmental system you're speaking of. Very important point that we can learn from this. But now let's get back into the example of what King Nebuchadnezzar was going through. The king had gotten lifted up in pride and arrogance. As it continues in verse 26. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. No. He's going through this 7 years in order for him to learn that God is the one that's in control, not him. Verse 27, wherefore, O king, let my counsel be accepted unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. So now, Daniel is telling King Nebuchadnezzar to walk righteously, to do righteously, so that there may be a delay in this fulfillment of the prophecy that he just interpreted to King Nebuchadnezzar. Now in verse 28, reads, all this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. All this came upon him. This means the fulfillment of this dream that was given to him. It reads, at the end of 12 months, so a year after being given this dream, all during that time, King Nebuchadnezzar didn't yield to that. He didn't believe it yet. And he started puffing himself up with pride. Note how it says that. At the end of the 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom of by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Boasting about himself, the things that he had achieved, trying to take full credit for everything that the Lord was truly in control of, But yet, he didn't give the Lord any glory in it. He was trying to take it all for himself. That pride and arrogance. Verse 31. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. He wasn't thankful, it was prideful, arrogant, so it was taken away from him. Verse 32, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Once again, emphasizing that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, by the will of the Lord. Verse 33, this same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. Note, at the end of the 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar finally wakes up and realizes reality and truth. Read 34 again. And at the end of the days, that 7 year period that he was going to wander in the fields, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High. Not himself, but he blessed the Lord. And I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Praising the Lord, showing that now he has an understanding. Now he's going to put his faith and trust in God. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. He learned, and he finished it off there with that he praised and honored God. And then it goes right back to the beginning where he was telling about this. There is Nebuchadnezzar the king unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth. Peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. It took quite a lesson for him. It took quite an experience for him to go through in order for him to learn the lesson of not to be puffed up with pride and arrogance, but to put your faith and your trust in God and only God and not yourselves. Give him all the honor, all the glory. Have faith in God, not faith in yourself. All right, it's important that when we learn things that we should share those things with others as well. The experiences that King Nebuchadnezzar had went through, it doesn't seem like he shared much of that effectively with his children. Because in chapter 5 of Daniel, we see an event unfolding where Belshazzar, the king, which is the son of Nebuchadnezzar, not to be confused with Belteshazzar, which is the name that was given to Daniel. Now, Belshazzar, there's no T-E in there, Belshazzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, was appointed king after Nebuchadnezzar, but he was puffed up with the pride and arrogance that his father had suffered from as well. And he didn't have any faith in the Lord as displayed in chapter 5. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before 1,000. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. This was done as a slap in the face of the Jews, and it was done as disrespecting the Lord and the things that were sanctified to be in the temple. Verse 3. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone, going against the commandments, which they didn't follow at all anyway. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Now you got to wonder, well, how much wine were they drinking that they start seeing this hand and all? But this is actually a message that was given to them. This was from the Lord, a vision that was revealed to them. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. He knew it was real. As the king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, and the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Nebuchadnezzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now, the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in the kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers, forasmuch as an excellent spirit of knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of jewelry? I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now, if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said unto the king, Let thy gifts be to thyself. Like, I don't want your stuff. You can keep all that. And give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High God, gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. Note once again, as we brought out, that the Lord gave Nebuchadnezzar that kingdom. As it continues, but when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whosoever he will. Once again, emphasizing, because the pride and arrogance of Nebuchadnezzar, this affliction come upon him, this casting out, eating the grass like an ox, and so forth, come upon him. All that power was taken away from him. But when he came to his senses, praised the Lord, it was given back to him, he acknowledged God, and once again pointing out that the statement here where it reads, the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. That's the lesson that Nebuchadnezzar had to learn. Verse 22. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. Belshazzar saw all this, was alive during all this, seen what his father went through, but he didn't learn from it. But hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy kings, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and of gold, of brass, of iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Not being thankful, didn't glorify God, all puffed up pride and arrogance, and this vision is given to him. And now Daniel's going to interpret that. Verse 24. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and his writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Pedras, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, now we follow. We thank you oh so much for your word. So many lessons in here. Give us always that motivation to dig deep in there to find those. And how current everything is. It's so amazing. We thank you so much as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thank you all.